Welcome to Listowel, welcome to Writers Week Festival, welcome to the noise in the Arms Hotel. I don't know what you can hear in the background, but this is what it sounds like in preparation for Joseph O'Connor. Joseph O'Connor is a major figure in Ireland. He's an incredibly successful writer. He is not just successful because he's the brother of Sinead O'Connor, but he's also come here to Listowel in order to basically launch his new novel, Ghostlight. And here in the Arms Hotel, I'm giving you mainly just a notion of what the sound is like. It'll all go silent when Joseph arrives in a few minutes. He's actually due to come on stage in 2 or 3 minutes, and I don't intend to broadcast his words live to you, but I might actually make a little bit of a recording of them as well on the iPhone. I haven't been to any public session all day today. The KDD session last night was full of people, but I have to say that the noise level here this evening exceeds KDD last night. Joseph O'Connor is a regular on Irish radio. He is a huge poet as well. His performance of his own writing called Like, which is a outline of the number of different ways in which the word like can be used in Irish conversation, is historic. Now, I'm reading from the notes here. During the last previous year, he was off in New York. He was actually a visiting professor of creative writing at Baruch College, the City University of New York. I'm not sure how much time he spends in Ireland. No doubt he will tell us, he will read tonight from his book. And the last time I saw Joseph O'Connor here in the flesh in Listowel, he did a wonderful reading, but it was from the book he wrote about Irish immigrants going to America. So, okay, that's it. I've just given you a slight flavour of the kind of noise. There's an ancient thing in Ireland where people gather before the great man makes an entrance. One of the things on my mind this evening is who is going to be the person to introduce the great man. That hasn't yet been revealed. We're now going to have a sound test. We now have a young lady walk up, testing the mic, discovers it does not work at all. There's not even any feedback when she taps it. Obviously very sensible to do a sound test, although I wouldn't actually be doing it 1 minute before the actual audience gathers. Anyway, look, enough from me. See you all later. Paul O'Mahony signing out at Listowel Writers Week. Goodbye.